Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and I want to talk about a discussion I had with a student a couple of days ago, and I think it's very interesting, and it's probably pretty similar for a lot of us. I know it was for me as well a couple of years ago, and that is, you know, I've spent a lot of money, I want to learn how to do this, I know this is the right thing to learn to do, but, I spent a lot of money, got a lot of education, and then I also started trading and I lost a lot of money because I didn't know all the secret stuff. And so then you guys come along, you know, safedaytrading.org comes along and says, hey, here's the perfect trade. Here's how you do it. And there's a fear there that she said she has. She's not confident that she wants to trade and count on that perfect trade setup. She has done the perfect trade in paper trading. And she's about 70-80% accurate. She's pretty happy with that. But she just can't bring herself to pull the trigger on the live trade. And that is certainly an issue. We have all reached that point at some point in our career trading. We're just, you know, just not confident. And I think it's more the older you get, the less willing you are to pull the trigger faster. You know, I know 20 and 30-year-olds that, they'll pull the trigger. You know, they know that they can always make it back up. But the older people, you know, my age and my group, you know, is a little bit more hesitant about spending that because they realize that, it's hard to make it up. And it's just like throwing it out in the ocean or something. And so they're a little concerned about not being right, correct all the time. And so you have to look at what you're trying to do and you have to rationalize it. And some people, you just rationalize and say, here's what you do. You have a profit stop. You have a stop loss. You know, you have a 2-to-1 profit stop. And, you have a $100 profit stop. You have a $50 loss stop in case it goes against you. Or you can get out sooner. Those types of things, for some people, it says, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. But for other people, it's, well, you know, I've traded oil, and it's so flighty, and, you know, when I try to get out, you know, I'm up $50. By the time I get out, I'm up $10, or I'm down $10. Those types of things, it's frustrating for them. And so, you know, we try and teach you how to be more aware of the situation in the marketplace. At different times in the market, you have to have different stop losses and different profit losses. So, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning, you may have a profit loss that's only $50 instead of $100. At 8 o'clock or 8:15, you may have $100 or $120 profit loss stop. And so those are the things that you have to be aware of. There's so many stuff, so many things you have to be aware of. You know, I've seen educational systems where they say, well, you get in when it reaches this line, you get out when it reaches this line. There's no additional information that you need. Well, that's good. And if you're successful at it, you know, that's even better. But, you know, I feel I need to be pretty informed about how things are going. And for me, and for the people at safedaytrading.org, what we're trying to do is show you how to identify those things. We're trying to teach you how to fish. You know, so when they say they have a line here, you know, those other agencies, they have a line here, and that's where you get in, and that's where you get out. But you don't know, can't figure out how to do it. You know, so you start relying on a lot on them. And because of that, you end up, spending a lot of money. You spend money if you lost. You spend money for their classes and their education and their live trade, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, what we want to do is we want to teach you how to trade so you can trade anytime, anywhere on your own. And that's important for us because that's the same thing that we as traders want to do inside safedaytrading.org. So, again, think about how you will allow yourself to take a chance. And that's really the issue you have. Once you understand all this, the perfect trade, the education and all that stuff, you have to allow yourself to take a chance. And that's where you really have to start thinking about it. And how do you make yourself do that? Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.